A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The Salt Lake County DA says a unified police officer was justified in shooting a man who had just fired at him. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
He's down on the ground.
It started when one officer checked on Eric Pechtel after a crash. D.A. Simgill says Pechtel started running away from that officer.
Mr. Pechtel reached down his pants, actually his shorts, and told Officer Hutkins that he had a gun.
Gill says the officer used his taser, which had no effect. The two got into a scuffle. The officer's gun reportedly fell to the ground, and Pechtel picked it up. One video shows Pechtel pointed it at another officer, then fired one round.
Mr. Pechtel told investigators, quote, "I never wanted to hurt him. I wanted him to kill me."
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Bear Fire is still chewing up the brush. The fire near Helper, Utah, has consumed 8,300 acres, and it's only 5% contained. There are lane restrictions now on Highway 6. The fire, by the way, was caused by lightning. There are five active wildfires burning across the state right now. Utah fire officials say they haven't seen conditions like this since the 1930s. We now know the name of the 18-year-old who drowned in a Midvale swimming pool, Gabe Hickenlooper. Paramedics performed CPR, but there was nothing they could do.
Unified Fire says this happened last night at 978 East South Union Avenue. This is the second reported drowning this week after a 14-year-old boy died earlier this week in Springville during a water polo team practice. The Red Cross says to make sure everyone in your family learns to swim well. Never leave a young child attended near water. Have appropriate equipment such as reaching or throwing tools, a cell phone, life jackets, and a first aid kit.
It's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson. KSL's top national stories. Police have identified the gunman who killed himself and two others at a Florida grocery store yesterday. The Palm Beach County Sheriff says Tim Wall left clues on Facebook about what was coming.
There was a chance this could be stopped. You know why? The reason is he's on Facebook. He has said, "I want to kill people and children." He's got friends. Obviously, they saw that.
Wall killed a one-year-old and the child's grandmother before taking his own life. He didn't know either of his victims. Another off-duty cop has been arrested in connection with the attack on the Capitol. This is a Chicago police officer who allegedly took part in the breach, and the mayor of Chicago isn't holding back.
A Chicago police officer bringing a total disgrace to the badge.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Chicago cop Carol Cheswick, who was relieved of duty about a week ago. For the first time ever, Oregon expelled one of its lawmakers.
Republican State Representative Mike Nierman was caught on tape appearing to coach his supporters on how to subvert security at the state capitol.
If you say, "I'm at the west entrance during the session," and text to that number there, that somebody might exit that door while you're standing there.
That was in December. Several weeks later, surveillance video showed Nierman doing exactly that, leaving the door open to allow protesters inside the building. Nierman has been charged with criminal trespass and official misconduct, and his fellow lawmakers have now voted to expel him from the chamber. Jeff Pogula, ABC News.
Attorneys general from 22 states are asking the Supreme Court to keep the eviction moratorium in place. A federal judge ended the moratorium, extended it until June. CNBC is reporting 11 million people are behind on the rent. Even as coronavirus cases and deaths drop, the U.S. hit a grim new milestone in this pandemic.
As cities like Chicago and Philadelphia end coronavirus restrictions, a reminder the pandemic is far from over. The death toll in the U.S. has reached 600,000. The National Cathedral tolled its bell 600 times Thursday evening, once for every 1,000 American lives lost. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
KSL News Time 504. Some changes are coming at Intermountain Hospital as soon as Monday. Dr. Eddie Stenium says they're relaxing some of their COVID restrictions.
As we are seeing improving case counts, as we're seeing increase in vaccination, we also need to relax some of our guidelines.
The guidelines they're relaxing, they're lowering the age of visitors allowed. It was 18. Now anyone over the age of 12 will be able to visit hospital patients and two visitors at a time in most cases. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We turn it over to Ricky Meese.
That's going to be Ogden Canyon SR 39. That remains closed at this time due to a serious crash. It is closed in both directions between Pine View and the mouth of the canyon. So you do need to plan an alternate route. Heavy delays in Davis and Weber counties on the drive. If you're on northbound Legacy Parkway, it is parked in, packed in going from Woods Cross up to the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.